I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the war on terror continues, there's a shining light in the region. Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa. Sat-7's Terry Ascott says while the world tries to find an answer to the war on terrorism, he says their kids' satellite channel could be that answer.
Where is the front line of that war? It's in the Middle East. And what is the hope for bringing change? It's to change children. It's too late for the older group. Here we have a 24-hour children's channel impacting a potential audience of 100 million Arab kids under the age of 15.
Next, China is waging a fierce economic recovery. China Partners' Eric Berkland says it's taken its toll on family values. Instead of caring for their aging parents, young people have been heading to the cities to make money. In Hangzhou, Christians build a senior home, which doubles as a church. China Partner helped fund the senior home for practical reasons and for ministry reasons.
Sharing your faith openly is still not very much allowed by the government, but how they do share their faith is through the way they live. And in this particular case, they take care of the needy and the elderly. And so that speaks volumes to the community.
An Operation Mobilization recently returned from a town in Hungary with the highest suicide rate in the region. The town only has 10,000 people, but it's riddled with drug and suicide problems. It was the first OM outreach in Hungary. The team acted as the hands of Christ by distributing food to the needy. They were also able to visit and encourage many Christian families in the area. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive vacation with the purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic to see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. That's the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose at 1-800-995-4828 for information or to register to win. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.